right. Well, joining us now is Leo Homan. Leo is a superb journalist, one of the best out there today. I wish we had more people like him. He spent over 20 years in a newsroom, had a job lined up, but then they found out he had been writing conservative things, and that ended that career real fast. Leo, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for being with us.
Yes. Hello, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
Just remind our audience, you were in the in a newsroom for 20-some-odd years, correct?
29 years.
And then you had a job to go back, and they found out you'd been offered the job and everything, and they found out that you did conservative writing online, and then they pulled the job back from you, right?
That is correct. I received a certified letter delivered to my door from the Postal Service. And inside the envelope was a letter saying that they had reviewed, due to a review of some of my recent online work, they had rescinded the job offer.
Hmm. All right.
And this was a newspaper that I had worked at once before, so they knew me personally and were going to hire me back as the managing editor. Until they, quote, reviewed some of my recent online work, which at that time was essentially about the illegal immigration problem in this country and also problems with vetting Muslim refugees, you know, within the legal immigration system. Those were the two topics I was writing about. And so they never told me exactly what it was that they saw in my online work that caused them to rescind the job offer, but it could only have been one of those two things.
Wow. All right, Leo. Well, we're glad you at least work with us now. At leohoman.com is his website, Leo, L-E-O, Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N-N.com. We have it on the screen there. Leo, did you take a look at the letter that I sent you earlier today? We talked about it on radio today, two documents. Did you read those, by the way?
I sure did, Brandon, and it squares perfectly with what I've been told from several different sources who have grown children in the military.
Let's show that screenshot, Logan. This is a letter put out by the U.S. Navy that was sent to us, Department of the Navy, dated September 3rd, 2021. It's a memorandum, Commander Navy Medical Forces Atlantic, as well as Pacific, and Support Command, and the purpose is address the interchangeability of the Food Drug Administration, FDA-approved it's that supposed FDA-approved stuff that I don't think that no one can get their hands on. FDA-approved, authorized, Pfizer, biotech, coronavirus disease, 2019, et cetera, et cetera. And so the drug that is approved, you can't actually get your hands on it. So that's kind of interesting. But the reality is what this is all about is telling them they've got to get the shot. They've set a deadline. Then if we go to the next screenshot, the first screenshot is, there it is now. This is a form that we have been told about as well that is to be filled out. And for those that refuse to take the shot, they get this form filled out on them. Again, we dealt with this for a whole hour with former Pfizer employee Karen Kingston today and a military officer, anonymous military officer, who's anonymous at this time due to concerns of a reprisal and pension. But the following information is provided for your consideration, and they go on to list the things that they want you to do, and that is take the shot. And if they don't take the shot, this form is filled out on them. They have to initialize it, notarize it. And if you'll notice, and maybe you can't read it, but number 3 says, unless medically or administratively exempt, any refusal to be vaccinated may constitute a failure to obey a lawful order and may be punishable under the Uniform Code of the Military Justice and or Ministry of Action for failure to obey a lawful order. So this form is filled out. The military officer with us today said that if this is done to an officer, your career is basically over. You're not going to be advancing. If this is somebody that's not an officer, they could be on their way to being court-martialed. Have you seen this form? Are you aware of this as well?
I'm very aware of it. This is the first time I've actually seen it, Brandon. So thank you for sending it to me.
Yeah, but I texted it to you as well, so you'd have a copy.
Yeah, I'm very aware of it. I talked with a gentleman yesterday whose son is in the military, and he described over the phone this exact document to me. And what's going on here, Brandon, is very interesting because I've also been in touch with another couple, a military couple. The husband is in the military. And this couple has been in the military for, I think, at least 8-10 years. And they file for religious exemptions on every vaccine. OK. And so they know the process very well. Sometimes they're able to get a religious exemption. Sometimes they're not. But here's how it works. The military gives them a drop-dead deadline by which they have to get the vaccine. And when they get that drop-dead deadline given to them, they wait. This couple's very savvy because, like I said, they've been through the process many times. So they wait for that ultimate letter saying you need to get it by such and such a date. And the process then works like this. They wait till they get that notice, and then they file their exemption. That then gives them 6 months. It buys them 6 months of time before they get it through the process and an actual decision on to whether they will be granted the religious exemption or not. And then they have the ultimate choice. Do I go ahead and get it, or do I, you know, appeal it? And then there can be an appellate process, which could take more time. However, none of this is being followed. The military is following none of its normal protocols with the COVID vaccine. Instead of it going through this process and this appeal process and with the 6-month window, what's happening is they're getting presented with this document and told that it's a direct order from their commander. Well, that's a lot different than going through a normal, you know, protocols of putting in for a religious exemption. You now have a direct order from your commander, and you have like 10 days to a month. It varies, I think, depending on the base and the branch of the service. Some of them have a few weeks longer than others, but basically you've got no more than 10 days to a month, month and a half, and you're done. If you don't get the vaccine, you're going to face some kind of retribution, whether that be dishonorable discharge. There's rumors that there could be 2 years prison involved, because what? You have now disobeyed a direct order. And so the military is expediting this whole COVID vaccination program within the ranks. It's not being handled like all the other vaccines that they give our military service members.
Yeah, well, we went through, and we have gone through, what's in this so-called vaccine, and I am of the persuasion, and you can feel free to disagree with me, that the current occupant of the White House is not only a traitor, but he is one that was handpicked, put where he was due to voter fraud, to do the bidding of Communist China, of our enemies, globalists, communists. He is destroying our borders, allowing the Haitians and the Islamists to run over our border like we've never seen before. He is now pulling the Patriot missiles out of Saudi Arabia, not protecting Saudi Arabia, which is our contractual duty since 1971 Richard Nixon closing the gold window and then backing the dollar by oil. We are under contractual agreement to protect them in exchange. They started trading the price of oil based on the American dollar, making it the world's reserve currency and petrodollar. Russia is now moving in to pick up the slack. Russia is already in a banking relationship through the BRICS banking system between Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They started that with the goal of destroying the American dollar. And of course, Russia then rushes in to help Saudi Arabia now that Biden's left a vacuum. And one has to wonder how long the Saudis will want to even trade on the world market anymore with the American petrodollar. If they pull that out from underneath us, you can only imagine what's going to happen when all those dollars come rushing back to our shores, because these countries have no reason to buy it anymore, much less a reason to buy our debt, which Saudi Arabia in part was, I guess, onto the agreement they would buy some of our debt, our bonds, our treasuries, etc. So that seems to be done absolutely on purpose to damage our economy in America. Then you add the fact that now this regime is going to inject our soldiers with something that is going to make them super, super sick, many of them, and or kill them. And that over the next few months, we're going to see something happening with these guys. I've gotten a report today of one that has already been, that has died, a recent, another military person. That report was just sent to me, an article about that. And then there's the ones that are leaving because they don't want to stay, and yet they're good, honorable, constitutional men of courage. They're bolting versus take the Nazi death shot. And now we see that about 25%, a quarter of the Navy SEALs are going to apparently leave. I would like to declare that this is all being done on purpose, and my belief is it's being done on purpose. How else could it not be? In order to destroy our military. In other words, I believe Joe Biden's administration and those behind him are using this to decimate America and now our military. And I wonder if our country is going to be at great risk of being taken over, because our military, many of them will be gone, they will have left, and they'll be too sick to fight a war. What say you?
I agree with that analysis, Brandon. I think it's spot on. In fact, I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago saying that Biden is not incompetent. He's doing exactly what he was hired to do, which is to collapse America. And I went into some detail on how he's collapsing the dollar, the economy, the healthcare system, and our military, and the border. He's collapsing all four of those things, which you can't collapse those four things without collapsing America as a nation.
That's right.
And if you look, Brandon, what is the, could you take a guess as to what the mortality rate of COVID is among our military personnel?
The death rate?
Yes.
Under 1%, right?
It is 0.0001%. So that's three zeros before the one. So that's what, 1/1,000th of a percent?
Yeah, I guess that's what that would
I'm
be.
I'm not
yeah.
a mathematician.
Me neither, that's a small chance.
Yes. And so does it make any logical or reasonable sense to order, under threat of discharge, every military person in the armed forces to get this experimental shot? Remember, it's an all-new mRNA technology. This is not just another vaccine like the left-wing media would like us to believe. Would it make sense to put an experimental vaccine into the arms of every member of your fighting force for a risk that is that low, 0.0001%? It doesn't make sense. So there can be no other explanation other than the one that you gave, that it's being done on purpose to intentionally weaken our fighting forces. And then it begs the question, why? Why would you want to weaken our professional fighting forces? And I think you answered that as well. But go ahead, Brandon.
Well, and it's to prepare for to bring down America and not have us be able to respond. And what I'd like to know is how much research has been done into Hunter Biden's investments and how many investments he holds with companies tied back to China, or companies tied back to China that are based on energy. In other words, clearly you're trying to create an energy crisis in America, shutting down the pipeline here in America.
Right.
Executive order, day one.
Yep.
Then you're pulling out Patriot missiles in Saudi Arabia, which is going to, I think, create an issue with Saudi Arabia, where we get so much energy from. So what are you trying to do? Are you trying to get us to buy energy from where? So I'd like to know, has anyone done any research on the Hunter Biden or his companies or the Biden regimes or families' holdings in any companies tied back to China that might be benefiting China, what also is benefiting them financially? Has anyone done that?
I'm sure they have, but we do know that he's profited from doing almost nothing, no work, no essential tangible. He's offered no tangible services, and yet he's reaped millions of dollars with these Chinese.
Was it one of them? Was it one deal, $1.5 billion?
I believe you're correct. Yeah. And so we know that that this entire Biden family is financially compromised. So what better person, if you are going to pick someone to engineer, or not engineer, but carry out the actual deconstruction of America for the sole benefit of its enemy, China, what better person could you pick than Joe Biden? And then you throw in the fact that it looks like, appears he was not legally elected, and it makes even more sense. And so, Brandon, I've stopped even referring to the federal government as our government. I'm going to start referring to it as the entity that people call the government, because this is not the way a government of any legitimate government of any nation acts. It really isn't.
Well, and it's unfortunate we don't have more state leaders that get this. I read a letter the other day, or a document the other day online, where we've got 18 Republican governors that are going along with this invasion of all these Afghanistan immigrants who are not vetted. We don't know who they are. Many of them are military age males. And there's 18 Republicans going along with it.
One of which is my governor, Brian Kemp in Georgia. He said that they're welcome here. And last I read a couple days ago that 1,000 Afghan refugees were on their way to Georgia as we speak. So, yes, they will be probably distributed into Republican counties and red areas, and help with the deconstruction of the GOP in this state. So what side of the coin is Brian Kemp really working for?
Well, one has to wonder, because after all, wasn't he the one that negotiated the $107 million contract with Dominion?
Yes, and he's also the one who agreed to a secret court deal with Stacey Abrams a couple of months before the November election. It was a declaratory judgment, an out-of-court settlement, where they allowed Facebook and these non-governmental entities to set up drop boxes around the state and to control these drop boxes. They were completely unmanned, Brandon. Anybody could exploit this system for fraud, and that's exactly what happened. He allowed all kinds of irregularities to go on in that November 3rd election, and then after the fraud was conducted, he refused to call a special session of the Georgia legislature to go over with a fine-tooth comb exactly what happened and possibly consider decertifying the fraudulent votes. So Brian Kemp's fingerprints are all over not just Georgia corruption, but national corruption.
Yeah, absolutely they are. Let's talk about one more thing. Maybe get a screenshot of this, Logan. Woke military invokes Satan in PowerPoint presentation meant to convince soldiers to take injections. This is on your website. What is this all about?
Yeah, that was a PowerPoint presentation, Brandon, that the military actually admits took place. But it wasn't, you know, as bad as people are saying it was, and it was immediately taken down when they found out about it and not used anymore, so they say. But yeah, it actually included a link to the Satanist church, and it talked about the seven principles of Satanism, and you know, they made Satanism sound like a wonderful thing that, you know, is, you know, social justice. You know, they're the vanguards of social justice, you know, Satanists. And if you're for social justice, you would want the greater good, right? Which would include getting the jab. Even if you are not, this is the kind of malarkey that's being put out there for our service members in the military, Brandon.
So let me get this straight. If you are into the Constitution, want to defend it, if you believe in it, you swore an oath to defend it, by the way. If you are concerned about our borders, if you're concerned about socialism, communism, Marxism, if you're opposed to critical race theory, which is nothing more than cultural Marxism under another name, you are going to be purged out of the military. But if you are into the Church of Satan, that's not a problem.
Exactly. Bingo. That's about it, Brandon. You just pretty much summed it up. There was nobody was held accountable for this. Nobody was fired from their post like, you know, Colonel Lohmeyer, Matthew Lohmeyer, who was relieved of his duty simply for writing a book about how Marxist ideologies have infiltrated the military. Oh, we got to punish that. But it's okay if you roll out a PowerPoint meant to convince soldiers to get the jab and just happen to include a link to the Satanist church and the seven tenets of Satanism. That's okay. No punishment, no accountability.
Have you ever done any study on the correlation between what's happening now in Nazi Germany when it comes to the occultism that, what's up, Delta? Is it time to eat? Our studio dog's decided to wake up here and tell me she hasn't been fed tonight. All right, hang on. When I take a break, I'll see you get fed. The occultism that the Nazi troops were ingrained in, if you go back and study, you'll see a lot of those guys were put into some kind of occultism, and they were also made to carry out great atrocities, you know, killing of people and horrific, horrific things, so that they would bond with each other and their conscience would be seared. And they would do this as a group so that they would find solace in one another, because of course they couldn't go home and tell their family and their friends what they've done, and they wouldn't understand, but they could find solace and camaraderie in one another because they had all been pushed to the edge and to do these dastardly deeds, by which then they used that to keep them in a group consensus, where they all would join each other in trying to figure out, we all understand each other, we've been forced to do these atrocities, and now we can understand each other and protect each other. But they could also use it as blackmail, I'm sure. But yes, they were literally getting them to do the most horrific things because they needed them to turn around with a seared conscience and do more horrific things with their seared conscience. Have you read the books about this? Because I have.
I have read a lot about that, Brandon. I don't know if I've read the same ones you have, but there's a book called Rise of the Fourth Reich by Jim Mars.
Yep.
I highly recommend that because it talks a lot about what you just described. And there's even a quote from Adolf Hitler in there. I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't remember verbatim, but basically what Hitler said was, people who think Nazism is just a political movement do not understand Nazism. He said Nazism is a religion.
That's right. And all one has to do also is get the book by Dr. Mark Musser, Nazi Ecology, and you'll see this was a religion. You're familiar with that book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, leohoman.com, Leo, H-O-H-M-A-N-N, leohoman.com. Leo, as always, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. Anytime, Brandon.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.